Committee on Oil and Gas will please come to order. The date is January 18th, 1985. The time is 3:35. Members present are Representative Cotton, Representative Pignalvary, Representative Szymanski, Representative Pichot, and myself, Mike Davis. The other members of the legislature, if they'd like to join us at the table, more than welcome. You have before you some agenda items, things that we'd like to, tentative agenda items, things I'd like to go over today. The first thing I'd like to do is appoint a vice chairman of the committee, which is Sam Cotton. Next thing I'd like to do is finalize the committee meeting time. My staff checked with all of you, and the time, the final time for the committee is 4 o'clock on Thursday. Any problems with that? Okay. Also, as an alternative date, in case we're going to have a lot of people, I've scheduled the meeting for Wednesday at 4 o'clock also.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Szymanski?
Will that be then a standing meeting time, 4 o'clock on Thursday? Will this schedule it? Will this, whether we have business or not, or you anticipate having business on each Thursday?
Right, we'll probably have meetings every Thursday. Okay, next Friday we will have a non-scheduled meeting, but it'll be on, I'd like to note for the record that Representative Sun is also present. Next Friday, Kay Brown will be in town, and she's going to be giving an overview to the Senate Resources Committee, and she'd like to also talk to this committee. There's a number of things that she can discuss on royalty oil, and actually the agenda is pretty open as far as things that she could sit down and discuss with the committee, and I wanted to open it up for discussion, things that you'd like to hear from Kay Brown. Any questions, comments, concerns that you'd like to hear from Kay Brown?
Mr. Chairman, I just assumed that she would go through the administration's proposal for statute changes for treating royalty oil.
That's correct. She's going to talk about that. She's going to talk about the upcoming royalty contract with MAPCO. Anything else that you'd like for her to talk about, she'd be glad to add that to an agenda of items. So if there is anything else, please get in touch with me. I'll be glad to put that on.
What time is it going to be?
That'll be next Friday.
What time?
3:30.
3:30. Here?
Right. Okay. Also, can schedule, although it's not scheduled now, next Thursday, Bob Maynard would like to come and talk to the committee, and he could discuss the TAP settlement, at least parts of the TAP settlement, discuss litigation that the state's in at this time, and any other topics that he'd like to discuss. Also, I've talked to Bob, and he'd like to sit down with the committee at perhaps some Saturday, sit down and talk about like a five-hour session, just go through a whole host of topics. If that sounds an interest, if you're of interest, if that's an interest to the committee, we'll be glad to schedule that.
Sure.
All right, I'll have staff check with your offices and we'll set that up. Okay, I'm going, in your packet also is a budget for the committee. I haven't submitted this to the speaker yet, but take a look at it, and if you have any comments, any questions on it, either you can bring them up right now, or we can talk about it after the meeting. But any questions?
Questions, okay. Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
When is the meeting with Bob Maynard scheduled for?
Next Thursday at 4 o'clock. Okay, next I wanted to go over this handout that I gave you on agenda items for next, for this coming session. Now, I just want to briefly touch on these things. These are some things that a number of us just sat down talking to different people, things that they were interested in for this coming session. And I'd like to just go over those real quickly. And if you have any other ones that you'd like to add on the agenda, that'd be fine. Okay. First it has to do with royalty oil legislation. As you know, the administration is going to be coming in with several pieces of legislation dealing with royalty oil. DNR will be introducing legislation. There's some real policy questions that I think we should take a look at on royalty oil, and I've delineated them there. Do you have any comments right now or any questions now, or we can discuss it after the meeting? The next thing, we have planned a briefing by people back in Washington, D.C. of legislation that's introduced in Congress that could possibly affect the state of Alaska, and we'll be setting that up here in the next couple weeks. As I mentioned before, we want to get a status of litigation from Bob Maynard on not only the TAP settlement but all the litigation that's ongoing. Sure. Representative Cotton?
Yeah, well, I got a copy of some old memos. Is this what you guys just delivered to our office?
Yeah, that's the old one, so they're not updated this year. I haven't done an update.
Well, you haven't done one that's available to the public
not,
yet.
Not of this year. I'm going to be doing
what's that, Sam?
Well, he's got an older list of status of all litigation.
Also included in Maynard's presentation plan, just an overview of all the taxes that are ongoing the state's collecting the revenues from. A number of people in Fairbanks are still very interested in the natural gas line, as long as many people in the Anchorage area will plan on having some hearings, discussions on the natural gas line. The last thing that someone brought up to me was the fact that the rainy day account, the contingency fund, may well be too short or too small if we have a break in the line. So there was people were concerned about that. Wanted just a general discussion on perhaps we need to increase the rainy day account to take care of a possible break in the line. Those are the items that I've drafted up, possible agenda items for this committee. If you have any others you'd like to bring forward at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I would be interested in hearing a status, particularly from DNR, on their current permitting procedures and the effects of permitting and leasing on future oil, hopefully discoveries, or bringing online recent discoveries.
Okay, we'll do that. Any other items that people would like to add to the agenda? This is a flexible agenda. I'm sure we'll add to it as time goes on. I think I've included in the packet what Senate Resources Committee has scheduled for next week from 1:30 to 3:30. It's an overview by the Department of Natural Resources on oil and gas. And Senator Sturgalewski indicated that we are all welcome at that briefing. We do plan on having some joint meetings with Senate Resources as the session develops.
What was that?
Representative Sun?
I don't have what you just referred to.
Okay, it's a calendar of, I'll get it for you. It's a calendar of hearings and Senate resources for next week. I'll get you a copy of it. Representative Cotton?
You know, I just wanted to update my information, maybe other people's as well, what the Senate's intentions are as far as an oil and gas committee or what joint efforts. You've already mentioned it. Senator Sturgeolowski has invited us to meet with the Senate Resources Committee. At one point, it sounded like that's all. They weren't going to have a special committee. Have you got any other information on that?
I haven't heard anything different. Senator Sturgeolowski plans on having a oil and gas committee will be the committee of the whole, and I haven't heard any indication that's going to change. So when we do have joint meetings, it'll be the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas and the Senate Resources Committee. Any questions, comments from other legislators? Well, if there's no other further business, the meeting is adjourned.
Hey, I like that, Davis. You did a good job. You've got a full agenda.